Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Over the past few days, I've had a couple of people have said to me, hey, what's up with that guy in England? And of course, I pretend I don't know what they're talking about. I say, what guy in England? He said, you know, the guy who was arrested? And I go, oh, yeah, you're talking about Lamar Chambers. That's the guy who was the suspected drug dealer, and the cops say he swallowed the stash to hide it from them, and they've been waiting for him to bring it up, as it were. I think before I go any further, I should remind you that this is another edition of
News You Wish You Didn't Know.
All right, now that that's out of the way, yeah, I've been keeping you up to date on this, of course, and so here is the latest. Mr. Chambers is now in day 33. Day 33, he still has not gone. And they've been doing... Now, let me just go back a little bit here to remind you. The information I have is as of last Thursday, okay? So the update that I got was from Thursday, and at that point, he was in day 29. I have not seen that he answered nature's call since then. So if that's the case, that would make him a day 33. Last Wednesday, the police had him in court because they had to request the judge to keep him longer than they had. Well, when he appeared, they were also asking what Chambers' diet was because he had gone on a hunger strike. Well, it's no longer a hunger strike. Now what he's been eating, apparently, he started out eating Frosty's cereal bars. I'm not quite sure what that is. That must be an English thing. Frosty's cereal bars. And as time went on, he would eat up to 8 of them a day. I guess they don't promote, you know, going number 2. I don't know. But then they also said Chambers ate some fish made by his mother before he appeared before the judges. Now, you know, the English are famous for their understatedness. One of the members of the Primary Care Society for Gastroenterology said, there's only so long you can hang on. Even if you eat nothing, it turns out we're learning a lot about the human body from this guy. We almost owe him a debt of gratitude. Even if you don't eat anything, after a while, your body is going to force out toxins and everything. She says you won't get a devastating buildup of toxins that can poison the body in such a short space of time. You're just going to get a lot of uncomfortable stretching of intestinal tubes. Hey, I'm telling you this one. It's a strictly medical basis now. Come on, let's all be mature about this. Okay. So anyway, it's day 33. And, of course, they do still have the hashtag Poo Watch to keep us updated. However, after 24 days, here's the other thing. After 24 days, the police department stopped providing updates on the situation. I guess everybody was just having too much fun with it. So they said, well, we're certainly not going to feed that situation. I'm sorry, no pun intended there. However, the noble ranks of the media continue to keep us up to date. So I wonder, is there a crowd outside the police station wondering, has it gone yet? Has it gone yet? No. Apparently. Day 33. Yes, you know, I will continue to provide you regular updates. And that is...
News you wish you didn't know.
I just can't resist.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.